Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Privacy concerns have risen about 23andMe since their breach from last October, where 7 million customers' information was at risk. With the possibility of them going out of business, concerns are rising once again. What is stopping people's genetic information from going public, or will it go public?
Yeah, so the sad answer is not much, because it's that thing we've talked about a lot before, terms of service. So anybody who uses 23andMe has agreed to their terms of service, and those terms do promise to keep certain information protected, not public, not like law enforcement authorities use it. But it also says those terms of service are subject to change. Also says that they could go to a new party in the consequence of a bankruptcy. So your information is really out there, and there's a potential for a successor to 23andMe to use it.
You mentioned no current protections. Can anything be done to protect information if there are no current protections? Do you foresee anything maybe being implemented?
Well, I mean, to me, it seems like this is a good place for legal authorities to perhaps pass some protections. And different states have different requirements. So in other states, California is one of them, there are certain kind of beefed up guardrails for what a business could do with your DNA information. But I think a lot of us have heard of HIPAA and think, oh, maybe that protects my health information. But that just applies in healthcare settings. So that's not going to be help to people in a commercial service like 23andMe. The one thing I would say is there is certain ability to self-help. You can go to 23andMe and request that your data be deleted, request that your account be terminated. That's what I'd advise people to do before things get too far afield here.
So you can delete data, but you do have to spit in the vial, if you will, right? Do they keep a hold of that genetic information? If they do, is that there's no protection against that, even if the data is gone, right?
You know, I don't know what they do with the actual samples. I personally would hope they, at a certain point, get rid of those. I do know that in their terms of service, they say they will delete your account. So I would hope that would mean that at least any personally identifying information about your genetic material is wiped from their system.
Insurance companies, one of the worries that I've seen floating around, if they are able to get their hands on genetic information, some worry that they could use it to affect life insurance premiums, things along those lines, where they could see what you're genetically apt to having to deal with. Is that something that should be of concern?
I think it is, right? Yeah, that's something that like state regulators of insurance should have their eye on. You know, there's a lot of things now where we voluntarily opt in to have insurance companies have more personal information about us, driving habits, for example. But this would be something where, without us realizing it, they could know a lot about, you know, who we are and what our genetic background looks like. So I think that's something that you know, we should take a close look to. And again, that's another reason, if you're worried about it, that's another reason for you to delete your account.